Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. Today is episode 130, Saturday Scrawl. Our topic, No More Nerds, a rant. While I strive to be positive and uplifting in my blogging, podcasting, and social media, there are sometimes when a rant is needed. There was a recent article over on The Guardian that I'll link in the show notes, and to which I also have a companion blog post, and I'll link to my Twitter rant as well in the show notes. Over on The Guardian, they had an article that focused on the popularity of D&D and the recent D&D in a Castle event in England. And while the article itself seems to be okay, the title completely sucks. That title is No More Nerds: How Dungeons & Dragons Finally Became Cool. What are they thinking? That title is a kick them for being nerds and take their stuff away sort of idea, isn't it? Nerds don't deserve this stuff. Let's just take it away from them. And it's a clickbait title, which we all understand clickbait titles. And if you are trying to sell something online, you've got to get a catchy title. But you shouldn't insult a group of people. I'm not the only one that's not too thrilled with the title of this article. I first had it brought to my attention over on MeWe by Scott Malthouse, and a gentleman named Joshua Kubley, I hope that's the correct pronunciation of his last name, is on point when he wrote in response to Scott Malthouse's post, "We will have made progress when finally becomes cool" is instead written as "people finally realized how cool it was all along." That would be a much better title. D&D didn't suddenly become cool because people besides nerds were interested in it. It's been interesting and fun all along. The rest of the world is just now catching up. I've been playing D&D since I was 12 years old, way back in 1978. And way back then, we had to deal with the people insulting the nerds, giving the nerds a hard time. Some even thinking getting into a fight over it was required. And that was back in the era when sticks and stones may break my bones and words will never hurt me was still a common bit of parenting advice. And there is a strong ring of truth to that. But at the same time, one shouldn't have to just accept the insults. We should stand up for that. And I'm not trying to elevate this to the level of other kinds of unjust insults. This isn't racism or sexism or anything of that horrendous nature. But in a way, it also is, because people of all genders, races, religions, shapes and sizes, and whatever other category exists, play Dungeons & Dragons, and other role-playing games. Nerds are an across-the-board group. They cut through all boundaries. And not all nerds are super geniuses. Not all people who like nerdy things like the same nerdy things. Some people like things that I don't like, and I like some things that other people don't like. That's because there's not a one-size-fits-all definition of nerd. Other than the people who like things that the quote-unquote popular kids didn't like. Well, I think the culture is changing, and I embrace that. I also grew up in the era of the stupid satanic panic. And while my books and stuff were never taken from me and burned, my mother, in fact, defended me against an aunt. And my mother said, "It's just a game, I know, because I've read it." But I still had to avoid certain religious nuts in the town where I grew up to avoid the headache that that would bring. Well, we shouldn't be tiptoeing around the crazy people and whatnot. And I don't mean that as an insult to people with mental illness, but that's a poor choice of words on my part. I'm not going to edit this out because I want to get this over and done with, because I've spent far too much time on it already. Editors need to not let such insulting things slip through. If you want to insult somebody that deserves it, like racists and religious fanatics, people who truly show that they're not using their brains. I even went so far as to look up the criteria for sending in a complaint about this, and nothing in their editorial guidelines for them to accept a complaint to even consider it applies, except that, as I said earlier, nerds come in all shapes and sizes, and so by discriminating against nerds, you are discriminating against people in all the categories that they say you shouldn't discriminate against. I went so far in my rant on Twitter to bring wizards into that, asking that they update their media packs for journalists and educate them that without nerds for a loyal base of players, they wouldn't have the success they're having now. So this nonsense of insulting people for enjoying something is petty and trite, and we can do better. We should be using our minds to communicate in a way that avoids the insult. Such disingenuous ad hominem attacks have no place in journalism. They should deal with the facts. And they quote in this article Stranger Things, which is one of the things credited with the popularity of D&D. Well, if you like Stranger Things, it's full of nerds and the things nerds like. So don't generalize and lump us into the same category that catches all, because we, quote-unquote, all like the same thing. I'm not the best at certain types of math, so don't lump me in with the math wizards. I'm not the best at certain other things, so don't lump me into the categories that I'm not the best at. And for the things that some people like that I don't lump me in there. I don't want to be in that group. Nerds are not a one-size-fits-all definition. But one thing we have in common is that we have been on the outside, and now that society's changing, that title is like they want us to remain on the outside, that we're not good enough to come in and play our game anymore now that it's popular. That's kind of the attitude of the title of that article. So there's my rant. I didn't really have anything to talk about today. I was planning on thinking of something, but when I saw that article and read the title, it just hit me the wrong way. And well, I spent so much time with a Twitter rant and then decided I just better make a blog post and podcast about it. So there you have it. Games are supposed to be fun. Games are supposed to be inviting. And I welcome anyone at my table, no matter what you look like, what you believe, as long as you are there to have fun, play the game, and you can use common decency and respect for the others around the table, you're welcome. The only people that should be excluded are the unrepentant jerks who have had the error of their ways explained to them and they still persist. Those are the only people that we should exclude from our table. Unfortunately, that means giving everybody one chance. Now, if you're such an unrepentant jerk that everybody's talking about how big of an unrepentant jerk you are, and there's lots of witnesses to this, you may be lucky to find a table that will let you play unless all the unrepentant jerks get together. Well, that's, I guess, their right to do that, and fine. But we should be able to honor and respect each other as persons, and we should be able to play a game because it's fun and entertaining, and we enjoy it. So that's my rant for Saturday Scrawl today. I hope that wasn't too negative for you all. And again, my apologies for my poor use of terms that might insult people with mental illness. And as always, thank you for listening. I hope you are having a wonderful day, wherever you are. And as always, game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Sateen Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Sateen Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!